I think one of the reasons why we won as big as we did was because our message resonated with the lived realities of our people. We had a strong message around the economy and the fact that the economy had, for all intents and purposes, collapsed under the former ruling party. We gave concrete examples of why we say the economy was that collapsed, and that also resonated with the experiences of the people because they were already experiencing the hardships of a collapsed economy. We spoke about soul-sucking unemployment, where young people have been unemployed for years, some of them over 10 years, having to try to look for a job until they gave up looking for jobs anymore. We spoke about prices of commodities that were spiraling out of control. Those messages resonated, and we also put out a very clearly articulated, well-thought-out plan on how we are going to create an economy that grows at the right levels of about 10%, which will then be able to churn out the much-needed job.
Botswana is dependent largely on diamonds. The now outgoing president, Masisi, was trying to arrange so that Botswana will get a better share of the diamond output. When you say you're going to create new opportunities for your people, how would that work?
Well, first and foremost, I think we want to say that De Beers and Anglo are an important step in the development of the parliament. And we believe that the approach taken by the former government, especially the former president, to disparage such an important developmental partner was uncalled for, and we intend to change that immediately. But secondly, it's been that posting of saying, instead of 20%, we have now negotiated 30 to 40 to 50. We don't think that's actually a victory. We want to discuss with our partners and move towards our participation in some industry. We want to industrialize the economy. We want to ensure that we have finished tax in Botswana. And we know that's when we can have jobs, that's when we can have an economy that thrives.